You know, radio ministry is exciting. Radio reaches people in all kinds of places and circumstances where they could not be reached otherwise. But let's face it, there's nothing more rewarding than sharing with people face to face. That kind of ministry happened to us in a faraway country. Stay tuned, we'll tell you all about it.
Intrepid.
When God tells you to go, then everything works out. He provides.
Involved.
It is so exciting to see what God can do, and this is why there is so much hope.
International.
Compassion Radio allows the listener to get involved in projects that are going to change history.
This is Compassion Radio. From one generation to the next, the good news is proclaimed, and Christ's compassion is shown. Thanks for joining us on today's Adventure in Faith. Norm and Cher are certainly well-equipped for the call to go. They've been going when opportunity knocks for decades now. But the call didn't start with them. The roots of this ministry are planted in a tradition that goes back 2,000 years. Today, Norm and Cher discuss a special journey into the heart of Korea and the early years of the broadcast that became Compassion Radio.
Well, it's a great privilege for us to be able to sit down in front of a microphone and broadcast the good news of Jesus Christ to people in all kinds of places and circumstances each day. We know that people listen to us as they're getting ready for the day, as they're driving to work and school. Actually, I saw a shoeshine man in the San Francisco airport listening to our program one day. Had a good talk with him. And we got a letter telling us that a group of staff people at the Los Angeles Museum of Natural History listen together each day to this radio ministry. Radio is a wonderful medium for sharing the gospel with people. But my friend, there's nothing quite like sharing the good news face to face. Now, my wife Cher is in the studio today so that both of us can talk with you about Busan, Korea. By the way, honey, the theme for this revival campaign was, He is shining upon you. Would you tell our listeners what that means?
Well, that was interesting. It kind of threw you for a loop when they sent the theme and said, okay, this is what it's all going to be based on, and you weren't quite sure what it meant. Well, the problem was the English translation of what they were trying to say. The beautiful point that they were making is that God is looking at you with eyes of compassion. And once we understood that, it opened up everything.
Absolutely. Cher, we had an experience in Korea that exceeded our expectations. We really saw a move of God among those students.
Well, I think we were absolutely astounded at what we experienced. And knowing that at least 80% of these young women are not from any kind of a Christian background, they're mostly from Buddhist and secular backgrounds, we weren't sure what the interest level would be. I know you were quite nervous about how restless they would be, how quickly you needed to tell the story and get to the point.
Absolutely.
And knowing that it was going to go through an interpreter, which takes twice the amount of time. We're looking forward to being with the girls, but not really sure what the reception was going to be for the revival service. We heard over and over again from the headmistress of the school and the chaplains, the teachers, that the girls were far more attentive than they ever are in chapel services, particularly the junior high girls. And that we heard comment about over and over, that they sat so quietly and so attentive. I know that more than anything, it was that place was bathed in the Holy Spirit before we ever arrived. The teachers dedicate themselves to prayer about this event for months before it happens.
As do churches in the community.
That's right. And the Christian parents of the 20% or so young people that are Christian there. But it is so bathed in prayer before it ever happens that I think all of the strongholds have been torn down and the Holy Spirit has free run to do what he wants to do in the hearts of those young people. I don't know if you want me to tell this story yet or not, but something interesting to me was that you were hesitant to watch what was happening in the response.
Yeah, that's right. During the invitation, I kept my head down. And I did not want to look and see if there was going to be any response. And I had no idea what kind of response was going on. We were talking to in excess of 5,000 girls, and I thought, oh my goodness, you know, nothing's going to happen here, O ye of little faith. And so after the first meeting, I met you in the hall, and you were crying. You had tears running down your cheeks.